This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Laura is in from North Reading to play you this hour, Kennedy.
All right.
Good morning, Laura.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Laura is a survivor, Kennedy.
Yeah.
She once fell 30 feet off a balcony and lived
what?
To tell the tale.
How is that even possible?
Luck. Your luck.
Oh, wow. What did you land on?
Grass, mostly.
Oh, my God.
I fainted and fell over.
Wow.
The railing.
Well, we're glad that you're okay.
Thanks.
Should be one of those like How I Survived TV shows.
Right?
It's on like Discovery or something like that.
Yeah.
So this game should be easy. Kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. Her record on the big board, 2,992 wins, getting close to 3,000.
It's unbelievable.
Gonna have to have some streamers or something.
Just like slight work. It's no big deal.
And only 242 losses. That is a strong percentage. How are you with pop culture trivia?
Pretty good.
All right, let's
really
find out.
Really all I'm good at.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you got a skill. Question number one. Shia LaBeouf is thanking a cop who arrested him for public drunkenness 2 years ago. I've never done that. What 2007 Michael Bay-directed film did LaBeouf star in alongside Megan Fox?
Transformers?
Question number two. Rage Against the Machine is reuniting next year. They'll perform some reunion shows next spring, including a headlining gig at Coachella. No
what?
Big deal. I'm super excited for them to come back together. One of their biggest songs is Bulls on Blank.
Nope. Don't know them. Sorry.
Question number three. Brad Pitt says Quentin Tarantino banned cell phones on the set, and it is no joke.
Huh.
One time, somebody's phone went off, and he sent everyone home to, quote, think about what they had done.
Okay, Quentin.
It's like I'm angry teacher.
Right.
What movie did the pair do together this year?
The Angry Eight one? Yes.
Yeah. Question number four. Axl Rose wiped out during a performance of Knocking on Heaven's Door in Las Vegas, but he got right up and soldiered on because he's a rock star.
Nobody
and that's
saw
what you
it.
Do.
We're good.
Yeah, there was probably only 40,000 people there. Nobody
You're
saw
good,
it.
You're good, boo.
Rose is the lead singer of Guns N' Roses. What is the name of the band's top hat wearing lead guitarist?
Flash?
What'd you say?
Flash?
No?
I can't tell.
Can you say it one more time?
Flash?
I really can't.
I don't know if you're... Are you saying Flash?
Flash. What? Wait, not here.
F is in Frank or S is in Sam?
S is in Sam.
All right, there we go. Sorry about that. We were having trouble distinguishing that. Question number 5. Diddy turned 50 yesterday. What now deceased all-time great rapper did he discover and rise to superstardom with in the 90s?
Tupac.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
I was like, one more time.
That was painful for
me. Sorry.
No, it's not your
not
fault.
Your
it's
fault.
Our fault. You're good.
How'd we do?
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Laura got 2 out of 5.
All right.
The deuce.
All right.
That's not bad. People have done worse. All right, Kennedy. Question number 1. Shia LaBeouf is thanking a cop who arrested him for public drunkenness 2 years ago. What 2007 Michael Bay film did LaBeouf star in alongside Megan Fox?
Transformers.
1-1. Question number 2. Rage Against the Machine is reuniting next year, and I am here for it.
Yes.
They'll perform some reunion shows next spring, including a headlining gig at Coachella.
Okay.
One of their biggest songs is Bulls on Blank.
Parade.
Bulls on Parade. Yes. Question number... 2-1. Question number 3. Brad Pitt says Quentin Tarantino banned cell phones on the set, and it is no joke. One time, somebody's phone went off, and he sent everybody home to, quote, think about what we had done.
Stop it. So dramatic.
Imagine sending Brad Pitt home to think about what he's done.
He needs to be with Kid Bob Karen.
What movie did the pair do together this year?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
3-1. Question number 4. Yeah, no, I haven't seen it yet either. Axl Rose wiped out during a performance of Knocking on Heaven's Door in Las Vegas, but he got right up and soldiered on because he's a rock star.
You didn't see anything.
Rose is the lead singer of Guns N' Roses. What is the name of the band's top hat wearing lead guitarist?
Oh, Slash. I could just picture him. I,
my leg. 4-2, question number 5. Diddy turned 50 yesterday. Take that, take that. What now deceased all-time great rapper did he discover and rise to superstardom with in the 90s?
Was it Tupac Shakur?
Oh,
he was Biggie Smalls.
Justice for Biggie.
Justice for Biggie.
Sorry, my East Coast, West Coast gets confused sometimes. My apologies, guys.
Notorious. All right, 4-2.
Don't sing Duran Duran at me and expect me to think Biggie Smalls. It's not going to happen.
Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win.
All right.
But, Laura, we are not sending you home empty-handed. You get a pair of tickets to see Alice Merton on November 18th at the Paradise Rock Club. She ain't got no roots.
Me? My name is...
Oh, well, hold on. We'll get there. Yeah. Laura, is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Laura from North Reading, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right. Becky from Framingham is in to play Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
So, Kennedy, Becky actually brought her cool kid AJ to Kennedy Lake Park this year.
I remember, AJ, you guys were supposed to come to Rock of Ages, right? And then you couldn't?
Yes, we were.
And then you came. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right, Becky, please kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Bye, Felicia. All right, Becky. Question number 1. Demi Lovato says she's doing well, but at the same time, she wished people wouldn't pile on her because she's sensitive.
I feel that.
I get it. She just had a short-lived romance with Mike Johnson, who was a contestant on what popular reality TV show?
Survivor.
Question number 2. Matthew McConaughey teamed up with Wild Turkey to prepare and deliver 800 meals to first responders fighting the California wildfires. That's amazing.
Love that, man.
Is Wild Turkey a rum, a brandy, or a bourbon?
I'll say a bourbon.
Question number 3. Cardi B took to the Insta to show herself at 15 lighting a cigarette and urging young kids not to be like her and follow her advice. What is Cardi's daughter's name?
Oh, no idea.
Question number 4. Reese Witherspoon kept 77 pairs of Jimmy Choo's from Legally Blonde 2.
This was the craziest thing I read on the internet this morning, Dan. 77 pairs of shoes.
Power moves only.
Honestly.
She said she had it written in her contract. Who played Reese's love interest, Emmett, in the Legally Blonde films?
Oh, he's Ant-Man. Paul Rudd.
Question number 5. Katie Holmes opened up on what it was like to have her daughter Suri in her 20s, saying, "We kind of grew up together." What singer and actor was Katie Holmes rumored to be dating for 6 years until their recent breakup?
Jamie Foxx.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Sad they broke up.
I have other stuff. I have other stuff going on. It doesn't really bother me.
It's like, don't care.
Hey, girl.
Hello. How'd we do?
Becky from Framingham got 2 out of 5.
All right.
All right, Kennedy. Question number 1. Demi Lovato says she's doing well, but at the same time, she wished people wouldn't pile on her so much because she's sensitive.
I hear you.
She just had a short-lived romance with Mike Johnson, who is a contestant on what popular reality TV show?
The Bachelorette.
1-0. Question number 2. Matthew McConaughey teamed up with Wild Turkey to prepare and deliver 800 meals to first responders fighting the California wildfires. Is Wild Turkey a rum, a brandy, or a bourbon?
It's a bourbon.
Question number three. Cardi B took to Insta to show herself at 15, lighting a cigarette and urging young kids not to be like her and follow her advice, which is pretty cool. What is Cardi's daughter's name?
Culture?
With a K.
With a K.
It's hard for me. The Kardashian babies.
I know.
They're just all interesting names.
They cloud it all.
Annie was staring into your soul.
She does that when it's those kinds of questions, I'm just like you, know you do. You both have your times.
Yep. 3-1. Question number four. Reese Witherspoon kept 77 pairs of Jimmy Choo's from Legally Blonde 2.
Kennedy, this is you. This is you.
I'm literally salivating right now.
She said she had it written into her contract, so power moves.
Well played.
Boss lady.
I want some.
Who played Reese's love interest Emmett in the Legally Blonde films?
That guy who was in Old School. And he's got a brother named Owen.
Wow.
Luke Wilson.
Hey.
It took me a minute. I got there.
Had to get that from the Wayback Filing
way
cabinet.
Wayback file.
4-1. Question number five. Katie Holmes opened up on what it was like having her daughter Suri in her 20s, saying, "We kind of grew up together." What singer and actor
and without
was...
without a husband. Wait, what?
Ooh. Hot takes.
Carson isn't here to defend Tom Cruise. I'll allow it. Because I don't like him either. What singer and actor was Katie Holmes rumored to be dating for 6 years until their recent breakup?
Jamie Foxx.
Ding. That is a sweep. 5-2. Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win.
But
Becky, we are not sending you out of here empty-handed. You just want a pair of tickets to see a Pentatonix Christmas tour. It's in awesome. December 10th at the Aganis Arena.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to get your jingle bell on.
Tell AJ we said hi, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Great.
Becky, do you have anything you want to say to Kennedy before the game ends?
Once again, I'm Becky from Framingham, and for the second time, I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
TJ from Mattapoisett is in for Can't Beat Kennedy. What's up, TJ?
Hey, how's it going?
So, Kennedy, I hear TJ had a couple's costume this Halloween. What was it?
Dinosaur with my bulldog and my daughter.
Wait, so your bulldog was a dinosaur?
Yes.
And what were you?
Bulldog.
I see what you did there. I love it. I love it so much. You're a good dad,
TJ. He pretty much ate his costume.
All right, TJ, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Get out of here, Kennedy.
Okay, good luck, TJ.
He said it with some bass in his voice. All right, TJ, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You get $100. That is not easy to do. Her record on the big board, 2,994 wins, only 248 losses. That's a bad lady right there. All right, question number one, TJ. Matthew McConaughey joined Instagram yesterday. McConaughey won an Academy Award for Best Actor for this film where he played a man who just found out that he was diagnosed with AIDS. What's the film?
Dallas Buyers Club.
Question number two. Kate Middleton hit up a pub with some other moms using a secret backdoor entrance that Harry used to use in his bachelor days.
It's the greatest story of all time.
Some like Roaring 20 speaking
right?
stuff. How many children does the Duchess of Cambridge share with her husband, Prince William?
Two.
Question number three. Queen Latifah will star in a reboot of the 80s series, The Equalizer. The Equalizer also spawned 2 movies recently, starring what A-list actor?
Denzel Washington.
Question number 4. Nick Lachey was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and he opened up about his date with Kim Kardashian. I didn't even know they went on a date.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He said he never heard from Kim after the date, so it must have not been, must have been great.
I'm not very...
What boy band was Nick Lachey the frontman of?
I don't know. No, got me.
Not your wheelhouse there?
No, not at all. No.
They had some jams back
then.
I don't care about it. You know?
All right, question number 5. Harry Styles announced he is dropping his next album. It is called Fine Line, and it just happens to be on Taylor Swift's 30th birthday. So now, of course, all the Swifties are freaking out thinking there's a collab coming.
Yep.
Because God forbid anybody do anything else on Taylor Swift's birthday.
Losing their minds.
Harry Styles rose to fame in One Direction. Who were the other four members?
Oh, you, yeah, hit my weak spot again.
I know, that's tough. Back-to-back boy bands is tough.
Yeah, I have nothing.
All right. I'm sorry about that. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
You got to study, TJ, man. They're important. They're part of history.
Really?
Welcome back, Kennedy.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't just wait. Know, do I? Something tells me it has nothing to do with history, but it's fine.
It does, you don't know that.
Let's go.
It's important. It's
Kennedy, TJ from Mattapoisett got 2 out of 5.
All right.
All right, question number one, Kennedy. Matthew McConaughey joined Instagram yesterday. McConaughey won an Academy Award for Best Actor for this film where he played a man who found out he was recently diagnosed with AIDS.
Dallas Buyers Club?
1-1. Question number two. Kate Middleton hit up a pub with some other moms using a secret backdoor entrance that Prince Harry used to use in his bachelor
Let's
days.
Let's go.
Amazing.
That's a crazy story. How many children does the Duchess of Cambridge share with her husband, William?
3.
2-1. Question number three. Queen Latifah will star in a reboot of the 80s series, The Equalizer.
What?
I didn't even know that was a show.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I didn't either. That was just a movie.
Mm. It's old.
Speaking of the movie, The Equalizer also spawned 2 movies recently starring what A-list actor?
Denzel Washington.
Yes, those were good. Took place in Boston,
filmed
too.
Filmed here in Boston, my friends.
Love that.
Killed so many people
so
in those
many.
Movies.
Batman, Denzel.
Question number four. Nick Lachey was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen and opened up about his date with Kim Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
He said he never heard from Kim again after the date.
Shocking.
Sure, it went swimmingly.
Chris Jenner said, next.
He's not good enough for
not
ratings.
Not famous
we
enough.
We saw Newlyweds. What boy band was Nick Lachey the front man for?
98 Degrees.
4-2. This is where you're going to pull away from TJ. Boy band's not his strong suit.
Part of history, Kennedy. Boy bands.
Question number five. Harry Styles announced he is dropping his next album. It's called Fine Line. And it just so happens to be on Taylor Swift's 30th birthday. So, of course, all the Swifties are freaking out that it means there's going to be a collab.
Oh, for crying
Because
out
you
loud.
Can't do anything else on Taylor Swift's birthday.
Ugh.
Harry Styles rose to fame in One Direction. Who are the other four members?
Oh, crying out loud. Do you need both first and last names?
Oh, you know it. I want that government.
Zayn Malik. There's Liam something. There's Niall Horan.
Horan.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Were there 5 of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's
Frankie the Bonus Jonas.
Gary.
Everyone forgets about this one.
Nobody remembers Louis Thomas.
No one.
And it's also Liam Payne is the name you're looking for. You interviewed him once, remember?
He was a lovely, lovely kid. Sure.
4-2.
He doesn't know my last name either. It's fine.
That's fair. And you do get the win, Kennedy. Congratulations. Woo. TJ, we are not sending you or your bulldog away empty-handed, though. You get a family 4-pack of tickets to see Urban Nutcracker on December 19th at the Box Center Schubert Theater. Kennedy says it's awesome, and I choose to believe her.
It is pretty cool.
Great, thank you.
Also not in your wheelhouse, huh?
No, not a good time. I love it.
TJ, is there something you want to say to Kennedy before we go?
Yes, I'm TJ from Mattapoisett, and I can't eat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.